Please, let's take 1118.
Request of David Gwyther to address council regarding 10th and Southwest Yamhill Parking Garage Project.
Good morning. Come on up.
Mr. Peterson and I are together.
Sure, he can come up with you. That'd be fine.
And we're going to flip-flop, and he's going to go first.
All right. So why don't you read 1119, and they can do this as a team.
1119, request of Douglas Peterson to address council regarding 10th and Southwest Yamhill Parking Garage Project.
Great. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Doug Peterson. I own Peterson's Convenience Stores. We've been there in the 10th and Yamhill parking garage for 32 years, been a very successful business, very popular with customers, over 700 customers per day. We're averaging $3,395 per day in sales. Just as an aside, over $13,000 in lottery sales every month. It's at the Mac Stop. It's finally focused on the Mac Stop. It's a location that would be exceedingly hard to duplicate because the focus is the transit customers, and that's where we get our business. There's big remodel going on, or going to be going on, $25 million or more they're spending, and they've told all tenants they have to leave sometime next year, and no guarantee that you can come back, and they want to re-tenant the building. We've been there for 32 years and been successful, and we would like to stay, and if there's a way the city could help us stay in that location, I would appreciate it very much. We do have next year, TriMet is going to a card system where people have to have a plastic card, magnetic plastic card that value is added. They have to buy that card put money on the card to be able to ride the VAX or any other bus. We will be selling the cards, and we will have the facilities to add value to the card. We're right there at the Mac Stop. I understand the Mac is going to stay open. The Mac Stop will be open during the construction. We would like to somehow stay there, be there during a good deal of the construction, because we're in the middle of the block where they're not doing a lot of work. The major work is on the corners of the building. And so we'd like to stay and be there to help the customers on this and serve customers, giving the change and such. And I appreciate any help we can get. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, my name is David Gwyther. I'm a lobbyist for Mr. Peterson. This has been a very frustrating experience because, for example, I've been trying to get a meeting with Commissioner Novick, since the parking garage is up until recently technically controlled by the PBOT group. There's a master lease, I understand, in the mayor's office that hasn't been signed yet. I'm not sure. Maybe it has. Between the PBOT and Portland Development Commission. The plans to change this have been ongoing for quite a long period of time. There's been no input from the tenants. We've been told to move, given lists of people, places to move to, but as we all know, in real estate, there's three variables: location, location, and location. And this particular one for a convenience store is ideal. Also, they're going to keep the parking garage open, so there's going to be a lot of traffic from that. The construction workers, like our store, when they were building the Park West building, we had construction workers. We opened at 5:30 rather than 6 because they all like energy drinks. They burn up a lot of calories every day, and a candy bar for them is nothing. I mean, they can burn that up in an hour. And so now, in terms of a precedent, you see in the packet that I had passed out, the first page is a Oregonian article where John O, the fellow who owns Cafe Portlandia, has gotten exactly the concessions that Mr. Peterson wants. Now, it's a very similar type of business, serves a lot of people with small checks every day. I think the average check in his, Mr. Peterson's location, is under $5. And Mr. O, they're going to allow to stay while they're doing the Portland building, which is a much bigger project than ours, much more complicated. And he also has first right of refusal to come back. So we'd like something similar. I've been trying to be in contact with Fred Miller's office, the chief administrator, but have been referred back to Portland Development Commission, even though they're not actually in charge technically yet. Okay, the second page is the architecture firm. Now, notice it's dated October 30th, 2015. So to get to this report, it's a fairly long report, there must have been a lot of work done. And they're talking about higher quality tenants for more rent. Well, they've never asked the existing tenants for more rent. They just assume that they either can't or won't pay it. The second or third page is an update on the seismic issues since the report by the architecture firm that says that there's not a problem there. They think they can get a building permit. There's been significant increase in the probability of a earthquake in the next 50 years. And the last page is the strategic overview of the Portland Development Commission that mentions job creation. Well, if you destroy 50 to 100 jobs, which is what getting rid of the tenants here will do, and add 50 or 100 jobs, you have a net zero.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you. Okay.